Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, Numbers 1000 to 1080. MR Number 1075. Needy Fields to be Cultivated, Meeting Houses to be Built. Written November 23, 1908, from Sanitarium, California, to Rice, Oakland, California. During the night, I have had a special experience. A representation was given me in regard to the Berkeley Church, and I was given a message for the church. They have need of much instruction. If they will heed the warning, it will be to them a savor of life unto life. The Spirit of God will be with all who will open their hearts to hear. Instruction was given me to speak to the people the words of the prophet Isaiah, found in the 58th chapter. Here is light and life, goodness and truth, for all who will receive the words of warning and encouragement and will apply the truth to their individual case. We are to let the word come to every appointed agency, for there is a crisis before the people of God. It is not position and rank that the church of God is to rely upon, but the power of God. The favor of God and the power of His Spirit are of more value than gold or silver. The meeting house you are contemplating building in Richmond is needed, for there are many souls yet to be brought to a knowledge of the truth. Exercise care and wisdom in the erection of this building. A humble house of worship will give character to the work. Buildings give character to the work only when those who build do so in the counsel and spirit of the Lord. When the work is carried forward with an eye single to the glory of God and according to His instruction. When those who have had the light walk in the light, humbling the heart before God and conforming to His will, then the church will be an honor to the cause of truth. Upon those who uphold the principles of the Word in all their sacred purity and who labor faithfully for souls ready to perish, God will put His seal of approval. Withhold not the testing truths that should come to every soul at this time, and which must be practiced by those who would find acceptance with God. Labor that souls may receive the Word as the truth that refines and sanctifies the soul, finding delight in the truth, because Christ is identified with truth. Study the Master's methods of labor and teaching. All His illustrations were so simple that even the lowliest could comprehend the truths they symbolized. The end of all things is at hand, and there is much important work to be done. Be careful not to weary the people with lengthy discourses. My brother and sister, light has been given me for you during the past night. You are to stand firmly to carry forward your appointed work, a work that will be blessed of God if you will walk humbly with Him. You have raised up a church in Richmond. You are not to be drawn from your work in that place. Continue to labor for those who appreciate your humble, earnest efforts. God will give you precious victories. If you follow on to know the Lord, you will know His goings forth are prepared as the morning. Keep fast hold upon your Savior. He was in sympathy with humanity wherever He found men and women hungering for the Word. I hope you will have courage in the Lord as you draw nigh to the needy and the afflicted, as well as to those who possess worldly advantages. I am instructed to say to you that there is much important work awaiting you, out of and away from the places where you have hitherto worked. There are needy fields to be cultivated. Shall the desolate places remain desolate? I answer, no, no, but the work where you now are is not yet completed. Let the stream of righteousness continue to flow. Let life and peace of joy come to souls ready to perish. The Lord will certainly water the seed that is sown in hope and faith. Saith the Lord, my people shall be baptized with my Holy Spirit to do a sharp, quick work. All who will now draw apart from worldly customs and will seek me with the whole heart will find me. Let each one stand humbly in his lot and in his place, looking to me, their Savior. I will instruct the ignorant. I will anoint men with heavenly eye salve, that my people may see clearly the work that needs to be done. If they will walk in my footsteps, I will open ways before them, not only in the lowly places, but in the highways. I will raise up agents who will carry out the principles of truth. They shall stand in their lot and in their place, looking to me, their guide and counselor. I pray that the Lord will help you and give you wisdom and strength for your work. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., July 19th, 1984. Entire letter released.